Hi, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I'm Susanna Mars. I've been challenging myself, driving less and taking TriMet more. I took the Max Blue Line to the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall to hear the Oregon Symphony play the score to the film Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. What a blast! Families dressed up, listening to the Oregon Symphony, Johnny Depp bigger than life. And I'll also be taking rapid transit to see Winterreise at Portland Opera on February 9th. And I'm going to start writing to rehearsal. I'm working on Scarlet, Michelle Horgan's new musical at Portland Playhouse, and one of my castmates is a writer. I'm at rehearsal for Scarlet, the new musical that Portland Playhouse is doing, and I am with Liza. Well, introduce yourself, Liza.
I'm Liza Jensen.
And you take rapid transit to work.
I take transit to work, to rehearsal, everywhere.
What line do you take?
I take the 77, I take the 6, I take the 72 sometimes.
What does the 77 pass?
The 77 passes the Hollywood Transit Center. It goes up and down Halsey, and then it crosses the Broadway Bridge to Northwest.
Favorite sights on the 77?
I really like, it goes down 21st to Northwest, and I really like that. I love that area.
Do you read when you ride, or do you watch?
I listen to music.
So
I can't read on the bus.
What's your favorite thing to listen to when you're riding on the bus?
Oh, I listen to lots of different stuff. I've been listening to Joss Stone lately and, like, lots of older kind of late 90s, early aughts stuff.
Is it kind of like a bus soundtrack? I just wonder. Sometimes when I listen to music and I look outside, it feels as though it's a movie and I'm watching it and it's got an underscoring.
Interesting. No, I don't. I just kind of, whatever's on my iPod. I still have an iPod.
Do you have favorite drivers?
No.
You don't know any of the drivers?
I don't. I mean, I do see some of the same people on the 77 because that's the line I live off of. And so, you know, I've gotten to recognize some of the drivers and they've recognized me.
What are your favorite things about riding the bus?
That it's kind of reliable time. I can just kind of switch gears. If I have a meeting to get to and then an appointment, I can have some time to kind of readjust myself and switch gears, and because I need that for my own self. And
kind of breathe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for telling me about your bus rides.
Yeah, of course.
Then I met high school students Carissa and Austin. They'll be joining me on my ride and going to Winterreise with me at Portland Opera on February 9th. Want to join us? Hi, it's Susanna Mars, and I just got on the blue line because I am challenging myself to ride TriMet more. And I met a young woman who is a high school student who's on Max. Hi, who are you?
My name's Carissa.
You're Carissa?
Yeah.
And you ride TriMet on a regular basis?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you love about it?
Just that I can meet people like you and talk to people and see all the cool things in, like, Portland and stuff and just travel.
You are my person because, seriously, when I thought about interviewing people about TriMet, I thought, that's why I like it, because I like to meet people. So have you ever met anybody on TriMet that you've become a friend with?
I met this man, I think, last week, and he was deaf, and I learned sign language in high school, and so I signed with him like his whole ride, and that was pretty interesting.
Okay, that's incredible. Okay, you have just totally made my day, because you are kind of the test case for what I think about what is really fun about TriMet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, it's fun to just chill on it all the time.
And you're a high school student. You just seem so mature for a high school student that you have the courage to, like, kind of reach out to people like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I just thought, well, obviously, if I see someone that knows sign, I'm going to get excited, because that's why I learned it.
That's really cool. Yeah. What are your hopes for the future for yourself?
Go to college.
Uh-huh.
And be a psychologist.
I think you're going to be a terrific psychologist.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now, do you know this guy sitting across from us?
He's my boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, he's your boyfriend. So you're like having a date on the Max, on the blue line?
We're going to school, but yeah.
That's great. How many stops to school?
Two. Yeah.
Great. What class do you have coming up?
We're just going to orientation for MEWA, the Web Academy.
Oh, great. Yeah. Tell us what MEWA stands for.
Metro East Web Academy.
Do a lot of young people take TriMet who go there?
I think so. I've seen a lot of people get off. And like maybe Cal students too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you always take the blue line?
Yes.
Have you ever taken any other bus or MAX?
I ride the bus sometimes, but always the Route 22 and always the blue line.
So the Route 22, where does that one go?
Like Fairview through Gresham to Gresham Station, like just main Gresham streets and stuff.
So you say you like to see various things on the MAX and the bus. What are some of your favorite things you pass by?
I just like when we go by the college because there's so many kids, and then when we stop at Gresham Station, the diversity of the people there, basically. Yeah.
Do you like to look at the clothes?
Yeah, I think it tells a lot about the person.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of good people watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for an upcoming psychologist.
Thank you.
If you could ask a question to any TriMet rider, what would you ask?
Oh, where they're from, because that can be interesting.
Where they're from. So where are you from?
Gresham.
Born and raised?
Yeah. Just a bunch of traveling.
Oh. You enjoy traveling?
Yeah. Yep. I do.
We're moving now. There are not many people. There's a nice young man who is Carissa's boyfriend across from us, but he does not want to tell. Well, will you tell me where you're from?
Portland.
You're from Portland.
Yeah, I was born there, but I moved to San Diego and lived there for 3 years.
You lived in San Diego for 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I went to San Diego State.
That's nice.
Yeah. What's your passion?
I like music.
Music is my thing, too.
That's cool.
You guys, you know what? Would you want to go to a concert at the opera?
Sure.
Yeah.
I would love for you guys to be my date for an opera I'm going to.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Okay, and it's perfect because I've got to take rapid transit.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm going back to Carissa. She's much more talkative than you.
I'm Austin. Hi.
Good. Great, Austin. Way to go. I'm going back to Carissa. Okay, this is awesome because I'm just thinking, like, maybe we could ride the TriMet together to, it's called Winteriza, and it's at Portland Opera.
Okay, yeah, for sure. That's exciting.
Okay, I'm totally psyched. You guys are nice. Okay, so I'm going to have to exchange information with these guys. And let's see, who's coming on that I can talk to? There's people. I always get a little nervous about talking to strangers. Do you?
Yeah, all the time.
How do you work it up so you can do it?
Just focus on something and then just talk.
Focus on something and talk. All right. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
It turns out February 9th is Austin's birthday, so I'm so happy I'm taking them to the opera. And my last story. On one of my Blue Line trips, I met a wonderful woman. You just never know who you're going to meet or what you're going to get to talk about when you're riding on TriMet. So I'm riding TriMet, and I just sat down next to a delightful woman who's agreed to answer some questions. Can you tell me what your name is?
My name's Vanessa Sparks.
And you ride TriMet?
I do.
Do you always ride the Blue Line?
I do.
And what do you love about it?
It's a direct connection. I can go from Gresham to downtown in a matter of 30 minutes.
That's fantastic. How long have you been riding?
About 8 years.
8 years. That's wonderful. Have you seen any changes that you love that have happened to the MAX?
They're changing the stations to be more convenient to the riders. It seems that they have increased on security, and fares seem to say the same.
Do you ever meet interesting people on the train that you've, you know, had a relationship with when you've ridden, you know, see the same people every time?
Yes, when you ride a certain train, when you have to be somewhere at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever like that, absolutely, you see people at your station and on the train that you see every morning, and you may not speak or whatever like that, but you definitely notice if that person's there or not.
That's nice. There's something really nice about that.
Yes, and it's a secure feeling, too, especially if you're a woman traveling alone like that. If you see a gentleman or you see someone that, like I say, knows that you ride every day and may notice something unusual happens to you.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice way to feel connected.
Yes, absolutely.
So are you riding the MAX to work right now?
I am. I work at an after-school program called Hand in Hand at Roseway Heights Elementary. I'm a semi-retired nanny, and when I was a nanny, I always used the train to take the kids out for field trips for fun.
It's so much fun to see the sights, and when you are slowed down enough to look around the neighborhoods, you can really see some fun stuff.
I used to kind of do the plane to train bus thing. Like I say, if you can get them to sit down long enough, it is an enjoyable ride.
And if you can keep them in one place.
Absolutely.
Any strange stories about train or bus with your young charges?
Most of the time I had twins or triplets with me, and it was always a question of, are they yours? Are they your grandchildren? And being a nanny, it was kind of hard to explain. They say, well, you know, I see what a relationship that you have with the children. I would have thought that you were a grandparent or something like that. And I said, well, you know, most of the time I have children from 6 weeks old to a lot of times to 3-4 years old till they start preschool.
Oh. So some of these kids are probably grown up. What's that like?
Oh, they go to Richmond School. I like to see them in the immersion programs, and it's really good to see.
Oh, I imagine.
Personalities develop, and you say, oh, yeah, he was like that when he was little. I can see why you would be interested in this or that, and you see them in Scouts.
That's so fascinating because you're really a big part of their childhood.
Yes, and you meet the grandparents, and you meet other members of the family. They treat you like gold. Mm. They really do. They really become a part of the family. I still go to birthday parties. I still get pictures. Oh, yeah.
That's really beautiful. I'm so glad I sat by you.
Oh, goodness. Thank you. I appreciate that. But it's an interesting life, and, you know, a lot of people don't even think about it as a career.
Right, and it's a beautiful way to contribute to the community.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I like to see when they behave and like to think that I may have had something to do with that.
Well, it seems you're a kind person and probably your kindness rubs off on them.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Kindness is something we need a lot more of nowadays.
I could not agree more.
Doesn't cost a dime.
Yeah. What type of kindnesses do you think people can do that are simple?
Respect each other.
Mm.
Mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect people for whoever, whatever. Give them that respect. They're a human being just like you.
Right.
They deserve it.
Wow, that's impressive.
Oh, thank you.
So do you ride? You ride the MAX at this time many days a week?
Not so much lately, mm-hmm. but pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've kind of, like I say, semi-retired, so I hang out in the morning, and then I work from 2 to 5, 5:30.
Nice.
5 days a week. Still in touch with my kids. It's a wonderful program. They have a room full of everything.
Mm.
Art supplies. We have a gym. We go outside. They're able to express themselves with musical instruments. We really give them that extra attention that moms and dads don't have at that time of day.
Right.
You know, a lot of parents pick their children up. They get them fed. After that, it's, take a shower, homework. So a lot of times we spend more time with their children than they get to.
Mm-hmm. And you're really imparting, well, the values of kindness and making art and being together.
Empathy.
Yeah.
Empathy, sharing. And it's such a hard age. The kids that I have are from 5 to 12 years of age.
That's a big span.
It really is. It really is. But you find that the older ones, a lot of times we have siblings in the programs, or you find the older ones will always come and help with the younger ones.
Oh, that's nice.
It is.
Hmm.
It is. The kids will be kids.
Oh, yes.
Interesting stories, interesting things that they say.
Uh-huh.
It's just hilarious.
They really keep you young to some extent, because when you hear their beautiful innocence and their belief in things.
And also technology.
Uh-huh.
And so the dynamics of families have changed. so much. I started working with children in 1989 at a Jewish center in Atlanta, Georgia. And back then, it was rare that you had a child that didn't have two parents.
Right.
Now in programs, it's very rare, unfortunately, to have children who do have both parents mm-hmm. in the home. Mm-hmm. Family dynamics has changed as far as two moms, two dads. Whatever these children have at home with support, you really learn to connect with them, mm-hmm. especially at this young age where trust and things like that are one of the most important things that are built in our children's life.
Right. Is there anything that you try to engender in the kids that you work with now, you know, in terms of how they talk to people? Or is there a fun phrase that you use that helps kids think about kindness and compassion?
Just mostly is, how would you want someone to treat you?
That's so
good. How would you like me to ask you, or what would you like me to do in a situation? And even at this young age, we're trying to get them to work those situations out. Mm. Of course, you can have a list of rules, you can have all blah, 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 but when it comes down to it, it is their personal choice of what they do. And we all know we have good days and bad days and days we don't feel well or whatever. And that's all to watch all those emotions.
I have a really...
In one room.
Oh, my God. Like a volcano.
So at times. At times. But you'd be, like I say, very surprised at how they will pull together with each other. Mm. Or if a situation happens... Not everybody panics and runs away. You do have some children who will come and help. And
I have a friend who's got a little beautiful daughter, and she'll say, "So many feelings." But that's kind of, I think, one of the problems with us adults, right? We are so maybe afraid, or like even to have a conversation with a stranger, for instance.
Mm-hmm. You know, I found out the older I am.
Yeah.
The more fears and things I have. But because with my job that I've worked on such a personal level mm-hmm. with families and people, there's not a stranger.
Oh, that's so neat. I love that. There's not a stranger.
Sure. You shouldn't treat people as strangers.
You know what? I understand that on a very deep level. Because I believe we are really one. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, society, economy, whatever has divided us is a shame.
You're a sage. Have you thought about running for political office?
Quite recently, yes. Most definitely.
See, if you ride TriMet, you're going to find people to talk to about interesting things.
You do. You absolutely do. And like I say, you get a lot of the characters. At Christmas time, there was a wonderful little lady who was all decked in a Santa suit, and she had these little chihuahuas, and they all had little Santa outfits on it, and they were going to the fest of
Tree
of Lighting and going to get their picture taken with Santa, and your heart just, oh my, just melts.
It is so, it's fun to see people having joy in their heart.
Yes. Yes, but then you see the people who struggle.
Oh.
Who struggle every day in whatever way. In whatever. Mentally, physically, economically. People should stop and think, too. Stop and think. Just how close are you
right
from that situation? You know, economically nowadays, I'm 60 years old. I really think about my future. Mm-hmm. And am I going to be able to care for myself and like that? The cost of living goes up every day.
Right.
I left an $800 a month house in Southeast Portland. They sold the house. Of course, you can't blame people for selling their house. Mm-hmm. And ended up in a $1,300 a month one-bedroom apartment in Gresham.
Wow.
It's the only thing I could find. Yes. You know.
Yes.
I have two small dogs. You know, they just nickel and dime you to death. You know, more deposit for this, more deposit for that. It makes it very difficult when over half your income goes toward where you live. And I'm not alone in that.
I know this this is a very, well, it's a complicated conversation, but it's also simple because it seems as though people should hear of his plight and then we should be making the changes to help people live well, especially people who are doing the kind of work that you're doing, which is engendering kindness and compassion in children, which is a number one right now.
I feel it's one of the most important jobs in the world.
I do too.
People entrust you with the most important things in their lives or the things that mean the most to them.
And I really believe, my sister's a teacher, and I was a teacher for a short time, that when there are kids that are really having challenges, they need another human being. And it's not about tests or more dollars anywhere. I mean, well, it's more dollars because you need more woman power in the classroom or manpower, and kids need a person to look them in the eye and hold them accountable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, they've came up with all these drugs. They're now trying to umbrella kids all under one spectrum with autism or any other. I work with children with all kinds of disabilities. And you just can't do that. You just have to go on an individual basis. And that's why it's so difficult in a classroom when you have a child is getting them the needs that they should have.
I agree with that. I believe that one of our greatest challenges right now is the fact that we want to compartmentalize and put people in groups, but we're snowflakes.
No, that's not going to work. What I really do love seeing now that children are being accompanied to class, they are learning how to adapt. They are able to be more included in programs and do the best that they can do participate rather than sitting on the side.
Right.
Still, this is very difficult for our teachers. A lot of times they have 40 students.
We're talking about the big issues here on the Blue Line.
On Portland Public Schools.
Huge.
And like I say, these are the most important things in your life. You would think people would be truly vested in what's going on in our schools.
It's a tricky world we live in.
Well, I was just talking to my mother. I'm from the Midwest, Louisville, Kentucky. We just recently had the school shooting in Benton, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I had classmates who had grandsons who went to the high school, witnessed the shooting. And, you know, it used to be you thought that was the safest place in the world was to send your children to school. Mm-hmm. And now I'm terrified.
Rightly so.
And it doesn't matter whether it's high school, whether it's kindergarten. Who's looking out? Who's protecting our children?
I was just at the high school before I got on the train volunteering to help some kids with some theater stuff. And the lights went out while we were working. And it was terrifying. It was terrifying. And a couple students really were very upset, crying that I think the level of stress around the school environment, you know, I remember when my daughter was in high school last year, they had a lockdown. Mm-hmm. And these kids, I think, are nervous about these things.
And should be. Look what's on the media. Look what they're seeing.
I mean, when those lights went out,
about that in school.
Isn't that crazy? Because it was funny. The lights went out and then there was this big noise that was probably not even related, but kids, I could tell the tension palpable.
Same with little ones in situations and like that. And you hear their conversations. They talk about the wildfires. They talk about the earthquakes. They talk about shootings. They talk about anything that is going on. Our kids are watching. So, you know, parents should take time to explain to children what is going on so they don't have to guess. So they don't, you know, yes, this is happening, but...
And when where kids are, I think...
how it's going to affect them.
Yeah, and here, these are adults who are going to protect you, and this is a safe place to continue to find ways to help kids feel safe, although that it feels more or it feels less safe sometimes.
But also, then it goes to another situation of our children who are homeless. And... if you look at the facts of how many children in the Portland school system who are homeless, is unreal. It's just unreal.
It is. When I've heard it's the statistics, I'm absolutely chilled. You don't realize how many students are impacted. Students who you probably, or even when I volunteered at the high school, I'm in touch with, and I'm not at all aware.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My grandson went to Marshall while they were redoing Franklin High School, and he experienced a lot. He experienced, what's the word I want to say? I don't think he was ready for the culture and the different things that he saw in schools. He had a lot of friends who maybe didn't have what he had, and those things were very hard for him to accept and to understand that not everybody has what you have, Cooper, so you should really be thankful for the things that you do have. And I'll be honest with you, we adopted a couple of kids. A lot of kids stayed with my grandson and stuff, and I don't mean like, you know, just for the weekend or whatever like that, but stay weeks and months at a time while my parents were in rehab or, you know, rather than see them go into the system, which we all know what that's all about, too.
Right. So, okay, Artslandia listeners, how do we do good for this woman who's doing such good for our community? Boy, it's a big question. Anybody got a really good rental in Gresham for less than $1,300?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
With two dogs. We need two dogs.
Yes, two chihuahuas. And a husband.
And, the husband.
You know, they come along. He works for Crave Catering.
Is that right? No.
Crave?
Crave Catering. No, what's that?
It's farm to table Crave Catering. They grow everything at a farm in Washington, and they use it in their catering service.
Holy cow, you guys are amazing. So does he cook?
No. He just operations. He just makes sure everybody has their special day.
But he probably gets to sample some things.
Oh, yes, and me too.
Oh, that sounds so great. Where are they based?
8th and Madison.
Smack downtown. Does he take rapid transit or does he drive?
He doesn't. He has to drive. He has to be there at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, that is very early.
I'd rather not.
Oh. Well, I cannot thank you enough for this wonderful conversation, for heaven's sake. You too. Yeah, we're on I-84 now. We're at 82nd. We've been talking, my Lord, for like 25 minutes.
I should have warned you.
Pardon?
I should have warned you.
No, warned me? Are you kidding? I was looking for you. Oh. You're my dream date.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We need to talk about our kids. People need to look and see what can you do personally. If you have time, if you have something that you can do and help a young person, do that. You can change a situation.
I agree completely. And it doesn't have to be like epic. You can show up for a little bit. You can. It's a challenge because, of course, everyone's, I'm busy. It's true. And by the same token, open up to how it might come to pass.
Kind words. You know, our young people today are out here trying to figure out what's going on. Help them.
Have a great day. I'm very devastated you're getting off.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Adventures in Artslandia. Maybe I'll see you on TriMet.